ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం. మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం, మామాక్ బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్. అనిరాకరణం అస్తు, అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు. తదాత్మని నిరతే ఏ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు, తే మయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 8 సెక్షన్ 10 మంత్రాస్ 1 and 2. యయేష స్వప్నే మహిమానశ్చరతి ఏష ఆత్మేతిహ ఉవాచ ఏదదమృతం అభయం ఏతద్ బ్రహ్మేతి సహ శాంతహృదయ ప్రవవ్రాజ సహ అప్రాప్యైవ దేవాన్ ఏతద్భయం దదర్శ తద్యద్యపీతం శరీరమందం భవతి ఆనందస్స భవతి అదిశ్రామమశ్రామ శైవయేషోస్య దోషేణ దుష్యతి నవధేనాస్య హన్యతే నాస్య శ్రామ్యేణ శ్రామ గ్నంతితు ఏవ ఏనం విచ్ఛాదయంతీవ అప్రియవేత్తా ఇవ భవతి అపిరోదితి ఇవ నాహమత్ర భోగ్యం పశ్యామీతి. సో వి సా ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ ప్రజాపతిస్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ విశ్వ ఆత్మా టు ఇంద్ర అండ్ విరోచన, అండ్ విరోచన వాజ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దట్ టీచింగ్ అండ్ వెన్ బ్యాక్ టు అసురలోక. While even before going back to Devaloka, Indra heard the second proclamation of Prajapati and came back to him to learn further. Prajapati asked him to observe Brahmacharya Vrata for 32 more years and will teach Taijas Atma to Indra in this section. Up to this we saw in the previous webinar. So Taijasa is I myself, the Turiyam, identified with the Sukshma Sharira, that is Taijasa, Taijasa Atma. And we already know the definition of Sukshma Shariram in Tattva Bodha. Just only to refresh. Apanchi krita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha dukkadi bhoga sadhanam pancha jnanendriyani pancha karmendriyani pancha pranadayaha manaschaikam buddhischaikam evam సప్తదశ కళాభిస్సహ యత్ తిష్టతి స సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. దట్ ఇస్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. ఓకే, టు సే ఇట్ ఇన్ షార్ట్, ది ఇన్నర్ మెంటర్ ది సటిల్ పర్సనాలిటీ అండ్ దిస్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈస్ యాక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ ఆన్ ఈవెన్ డ్యూరింగ్ వేకింగ్ అవర్స్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ డే డ్రీమింగ్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్. That is, when one lives in one's own world, somebody people get lost and they go in their own world. So without functioning through the physical body. At that time, who is that person? He is no more Vishwa Atma, he is Taijasa Atma alone. It is not necessary that one's eyes should be closed also to be in Taijasa. While one lives in the inner world, that time he is in Taijasa Atma, he is a Taijasa Atma. So, without grasping Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, cut off from the external world, you are in your own imaginary world. At that time, you are Taijasa only. But even though Taijasa becomes active often, generally, to point out Taijasa, we give the example of dream state. And why we say this? Because it is not that only in dream it is Taijasa. Even during waking hours also, when one is in one's own inner world, one is in Taijasa. That is said here, yesha swapne mahiyamanaha charati. Yeshaha turiyaha eva. But this turiya, identified while with the sukshma shariram, is enjoying the dream, swapna. And what is the definition of swapna? That is also given in the swapnavastha, given in the Tattva Bodha again, that we have seen. Jagradavasthayam yadrishtam yashrutam tajjanita vasanayam nidrasamaye ya prapanchaha pratiyate sa swapnavastha. So we activate the mind, not the perceiving mind, but the recollecting mind. We already told about the video cassette recorder and also a player. So that recollecting mind is called chittam, vasana. And the turiya identifying with the vasanas, experiences, therefore there is a new body in the dream, the vasanamaya shariram. The sukshma shariram only transforms to vasanamaya shariram, vasanamaya prapancham, that is the dress I wear, the food I eat, all those things, they are all vasanas. So by vasanamaya prapancha, we mean our own stula shariram of the dream is newly created one. In the dream we see a stula shariram, that is newly created one, and there mahiyamanaha means they are glorified by people, respected by people. As an example, for example, not always glorified, also sometimes kadachit nindyamanaha, also sometimes censured also by others. So this taijasaha is yesha atma iti uvacha. Etat amritam abayam etat brahmeti. These are all similar to what was read earlier in the previous shlokas. So this taijasa alone is the atma. As we said before, really speaking, taijasa is not atma. Turiyam only is the real atma. But as a stepping stone, Prajapati makes this statement. Taijasaha eva atma. So when we read this, we should not be confused. So then what did Indra do? Shantahrdeha pravavraja went back satisfied after this explanation, was going to Indraloka. Then as even he was walking, he wondered, perhaps I might have misunderstood. Because I have misunderstood the first time. There is possibility that I might have misunderstood the second time also. And he remembers the proclamation of Brahmaji again. Therefore, he began to inquire within himself. Then bhayam dadarsha, the fear of thinking that I might have misunderstood. And he compares previous teaching and this teaching. Previously he misunderstood the pratibimba as the atma, that is the reflection formed in the water or in the mirror. So all those things, you know, Udasharava, Drishtanta, all that you should remember. There he saw one defect. And what that defect was at that time? The pratibimba shariram is dependent on the bimba shariram. And he said, when the bimba shariram is alankritam, it is decorated, the pratibimba shariram also is decorated. So when the bimba bimba shariram is dirty, the pratibimba shariram also was dirty. So when the bimba shariram is broken, pratibimba shariram also was broken. So if you remember all those words in the previous webinar. So andena, andaha, shramena, shramaha, all that. So all those words we should remember. So now Indra says, those defects are not there in Swapna Shariram. Those defects that were seen in the Pratibimba Shariram, they are not there in Swapna Shariram in the dream. How? Even when the Bimba Shariram is defective, the Swapna Shariram does not have the defects of the Bimba Shariram, and that is what is said here. Yadyapi idam shariram andam bhavati andahasa bhavati. Even though during the waking state he was andaha, blind, during swapna he can anandahasa bhavati. Anandaha is not blind. So even though these eyes are not capable of functioning during jagrat avastha, he is blind, these problems are not there during swapna. He can see in dream. Even a blind man can see in dream. Similarly, certain wounds that are there in the jagrat avastha, jagrat shariram, those are not there in the swapna shariram also. Yadi shramam asramaha, yeshosya doshena na dushyati. So he concludes now, swapna shariram or taijasaha is the atma. It is continued in the next mantra also, we'll read. Na vadhena asya hanyate, na asya shramyena shramyaha. Up to this, Indra's inquiry. Then, thereafterwards, he inquires further and he concludes that even taijasaha cannot be atma. Why? Even though the swapna shariram is not affected because of the stula shariram or jagrat the shariram experiences, but it is affected by the things, the incidences themselves happening in swapnam. Therefore, taijasa alone is not problem. problem-free. Swamiji, actually, he gives an example. For example, a mosquito bites a person during sleep. Because of the mosquito bite, the Swapna Shariram is not going to be affected. But the problem is what? There can be a dream mosquito. And that can bite the Swapna Shariram. And there could be a Swapna snake, Swapna tiger can chase him. All those things can happen in Swapna. And therefore, Taijasa is affected by certain other problems. That is what is said here. Gnantitu eva. Still, Taijasa is affected by Swapna avastha experience because gnanti affects hurt. Khanti hataha gnanti. So, different experiences in Swapna hurt the Taijasa. And vichadayanti eva. He is chased by so many things, people, animals, snakes, all of them in the dream. Some people may dream of a volcano even bursting and the lava chasing him. So, vichadayanti. Actually, Shankaracharya, he comments, vidravayanti, to chase. And apriya vetha bhavati, experiencer of unpleasant things he becomes. What does he do? Roditi, he starts crying. He cries in the dream. He cries in the Jagradavastha also because of so many other problems and continues to cry in the Swapnavastha also. But Prajapati says, Iva. Iva means as though crying, because Swapna is mithya. Therefore, he is chased by animals as though. He is hurt by people as though. He cries as though. That Iva means that. So, everything is as though. But the person in dream does not know it is as though. That is the problem. That is unreal is known after waking up only. During dream, they are all real for him. And if it is a very powerful dream, even after waking, some people may be even afraid to go back to sleep again. Because they are afraid that it may come back again. Even though continuity is not there in dream, they still have that fear. Therefore, roditi eva. And so Indra concludes, aham atra bhogyam na pashyami. I do not see any phalam at all in knowing that Taijasa Atma is the Atma. In knowing Taijasa as the Atma, Taijasa Atma jnanena phalam kinchit nasti. No phalam at all. Here bhogyam means phalam. So what again? So punareva varunam pitaram upasasara. As we saw in the Bhrigavalli, he again went to Varuna. Here he went to Prajapati again. So punareva prajapatim upasasara. That we will read mantras 3 and 4. Sa samit panihi punareyaya tagumha prajapati ruvacha magavan yachandagradaya pravrajihi kimichan punaragama iti saho vacham tadyadyapitam bhagavah shariram andham bhavati anandaha sa bhavati yadi sramam asramaha naiva yeshosya doshena dushyati na vadhena asya hanyate nasya sramyena sramaha gnantitu evam yenam vichadayantivam apriyavetteva bhavati apiroditivam nahamatra bhogyam pashyamiti evame vaishah magavannitiha uvacham etam tvevate bhuyaham anuvyakyasyamiti vasa aparani dvatrinigum satavarshani iti saha aparani dvatrinigum satavarshani vasam tasmai ho vacham. All these words are all just a repetition of the similar idea that was said earlier in the previous slokas. So, since Indra was not satisfied, he went back to Prajapati. All this we find in the second mantra of the previous section. And said in the same way as the previous section also. So, Prajapati asked the question, why did you come back? Indra says, I am not satisfied with my understanding. And the Indra repeats his inquiry, which is repetition of the first and the second mantra of this section, section 10 itself. Since all our repetitions, we will not go into the word by word meaning. And what was his inquiry? That this Swapna Shariram seems to be better than Chaya Shariram, the Pratibimba Shariram. Because Chaya Shariram is dependent on Stula Shariram, whereas Swapna Shariram is not dependent on Stula Shariram. Therefore, he thinks first, Swapna Shariram seems to be better than That's what he thought originally. Then he says, even though Swapna Shariram is better, even then it is not free from problems. Swapna Shariram suffers from Swapna problems, dream problems. When Indra says that, Prajapati says, what you conclude is perfectly correct. In fact, I was expecting you to tell this only. Because if you had disappeared, my intentions would not be fulfilled. Because I came here to teach this. Then before you learned, you would have gone. But one condition, I can teach you again. What is the condition? 32 years of brahmacharyam and Indra lived 32 more years, aparani. A life of brahmacharyam and after 32 years, tasmai ha uvacha. Prajapati taught further to him. Tasmai refers to here, Prajapati. Section 11. Tad yatraitat suptaha samastas samprasannaha swapnam nabijanati atyesha atmeti ha uvacha etad amritam abhayam etad brahmeti saha shantahridaya pravavraja saha aprapyaiva devan etad bayam dadarsha naha kalu ayamevam sampratyatmanam janati ayamahamasmiti no eva imani bhutani vinashameva apito bhavati nahamatra bhogyam pashyamiti. Ideas are similar, only subject is changed. Vishwa and Taijasa have been dismissed now. Now Prajapati teaches Prajnaha, who is none other than the Turiyam identified with Karana Shariram. So Turiyam identified with Vishwa, that is the Stula Shariram was negated. Turiyam identified with Taijasa, the Sukshma Shariram was negated. Now Turiyam identified with Karana Shariram is being talked about. And Karana Shariram is a Shariram in which the Stula Sukshma Shariras are resolved. And therefore we can define Karana Shariram as the resolved avastha or state of Stula Sukshma Shariram. By that we should understand one important thing. Resolution or dissolution is twofold. This we have talked about it earlier also. The actual resolution of Stula Sukshma Shariram is called Mukhya Layaha. And the other one is the apparent or figurative resolution of Stula and Sukshma Shariram that is called Gauna Layaha. Mukhya Layaha and Gauna Layaha. Mukhya Layam or the real Layam of Stula and Sukshma Shariram, they take place only when Pralayam comes. These are all fundamentals. Mukhya Layam takes place only during Pralayam. Stula Shariram can dissolve during death. And Sukshma Shariram only during Pralayam. And this resolution is called Mukhya Layaha, when both Shariram's disappear in total. In the second Gauna or figurative resolution, the Shariram itself does not resolve, but they stop their function. So Nirvyaparaha Bhavati. And when they do not function, they are as good as resolved. So Gauna Layam. Stula Shariram will remain but will not function as good as death. Dead Stula Shariram. Similarly, there is a blind person, for example, who lost his eyes for some reason. And another one has closed his eyes. He didn't lose his power of seeing, but he closed his eyes. Both are practically blind only. But what is the difference between the two? In one, the eyes themselves are resolved. It is not there. In the other, the eyes are not resolved, but the function of the eyes are not there. Therefore, the second one is called Gauna Layaha, and the first one is called Mukhya Layaha. The avastha in both these two states is Karana Avastha only. So, during Maranam, Stula Shariram Laya takes place, in which is a Mukhya Layaha. So, Dharmi itself, the very substance is gone. Not dharma rupa vyapara gamanam. That's what we should be very clearly understanding. The person is gone. The body is gone. Not the dharma rupa vyapara gamanam. It is not happening. Therefore, marane. During marana, what happens? Stula sharirasya layaha mukhyaha. If one asks, that is what happens. So during sleep, stula sharirasya layaha mukhyaha va gauna va. If you ask the question, during sleep, the Stura Sadira Layam and the Sukshma Sharira Layam. Is it Mukhya Layam or Gauna Layam? What should we say? It is Gaunaha only, because physical body is not disintegrated during sleep, but as good as gone, because it does not do any function. In the same way, during sleep, when the mind is what? Sukshma Sharira, that resolves, then it is Gaunataya or Mukhyataya? Again, if you ask the question, during sleep, mind does not go to Mukhyalaya, but goes to Gaunalaya only, and this avastha is only known as Karana Sharira Avastha. What is the definition of Karana Sharira Avastha now? If you ask, passive sthula sukshma shariram is equal to Karana Shariram, that we have said earlier. Passive sthula sukshma shariram is Karana Shariram. And that is what is said here. Tad yetat suptaham samastaham samprasannaha. When a person goes to sleep and totally becomes inactive. Why totally inactive? Because during dream, one is not totally inactive, but only partially inactive. Why? Because during dream, the indriyas are active or passive. During dream, the karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, sthula shariram, they are all passive. Whereas during sleep, mind is active during dream. Therefore, during dream, some parts are active, some parts are inactive. So, dream is a partially active or partially passive state. Both are same. Partially active or partially passive. But during waking, it is totally active. So, what is the clear difference between the three avasthas now? Jagradavastha, totally active. Swapnavastha, partially active. Sushupti avastha, totally passive. And to talk about the totally inactive state, samastaha samprasannaha, that is what is said in the shloka. Otherwise, samprasannaha itself is adequate. But it is said samastaha samprasannaha, totally inactive. The reason is to put samastaha is for this reason. Actually, we saw this argument in Mandukya Upanishad already. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate na kanchana swapnam pashyati tat sushuptam sushuptasthana eki bhutaha prajnana ganaha evam anandamayo hyananda bukhe cheto mukaha prajnas tritiyaha padaha. We saw it in Mandukya Upanishad second section. So, this is what is said here. And this passive sthula sukshma shariram is not the atma. The turiyam, identified with this passive state, is called prajnaha. And how do we identify? When the sthula sukshma shariram becomes passive, I say, I am passive. When what we have to say actually, mind was passive previously, now it is active. But what do we say? I was passive and I am active. I identify with the active state of mind and call myself Vishwa Taijasa. I identified with the passive Vishwatma. I identify with the passive state of mind and get the name Pragyaha. So active state, partially active, fully active. We got partially active means Taijasa, fully active Vishwa. And when it is totally inactive or passive, it's called Pragyaha. But I am different from an active mind also. The passive mind also. Active mind includes both active and partially active. But Turiyam, I am the Turiyam. Without knowing this, we become Prajnaha. So, during sleep. So, Prajapati says, Yetat Amritam Abayam Yetat Brahma. This Prajna alone is Turiyam Brahma. But again, we should remember, this is not correct. This is also not a fact. But as a stepping stone, he says this. Then what does Indra do? He is happy now. Because he is free from sthula sukshma shariras. He does not understand there is karana shariram. He is free from sthula sukshma shariram. But their problems are not there for me. And sushupti is very enjoyable state for me because sleeping is great. Therefore, I can claim it as myself. The sleep, the sushupti avastha. Sushupti is very enjoyable. But later, on further inquiry, he got what? Yetad bhayam dadarsha. How can I claim prajna as myself? Because during sushupti avastha, I am totally ignorant. Neither I know myself nor others in deep sleep. So, sampratim atmanam na janami. I am aham asmiti. I do not know myself నో ఏవ ఇమాని భూతాని ఐ డూ నాట్ నో ది అదర్ థింగ్స్ ఆల్సో అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వాట్ స్టేట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ టోటల్ డిసల్యూషన్ సో వినాశం ఏవ అపీతో భవతి ఎ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ టోటల్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ నెగటివ్ స్టేట్ వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ నో దుఃఖం సుఖం ఆల్సో ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ద సో కాల్డ్ సుఖం దట్ ఐ ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి ఈస్ మోర్ ఎ నెగటివ్ సుఖం దాన్ పాజిటివ్ సుఖం అండ్ నాహమత్ర భోగ్యం పశ్యామి నోయింగ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ హ్యాస్ నో బెనిఫిట్ అట్ ఆల్ భోగ్యం పశ్యామి ఐ డోంట్ సీ ఎనీ బెనిఫిట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ బీయింగ్ ఎ స్టోన్ దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి అండ్ ఆల్ యు నో సిట్టింగ్ పర్మనెంట్లీ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ దట్ వై షుడ్ బి బాండ్ అండ్ స్పెషలీ యాజ్ అ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఆల్సో వీ కుడ్ బి యాజ్ విల్ బాండ్ యాజ్ అ స్టోన్ బికాస్ హీ వోంట్ నో అవుట్ సైడ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ డ్యూరింగ్ నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి హీ వోంట్ నో ది అవుట్ సైడ్ వర్ల్డ్ నెయిదర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఫుడ్ ఇస్ పుట్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ఇస్ నాట్ నోన్ డోంట్ నో హౌ టు స్వాలో ఆల్సో ఆల్ దట్ హీ డజంట్ నో అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ మూవ్ హీ వోంట్ అండ్ గెట్ అప్ ఆల్ దట్ సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఎ స్టోన్ అండ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ నిర్వికల్పక సమాధి నో డిఫరెన్స్ అట్ ఆల్ సో ఆఫ్టర్ లాంగ్ సాధన this guy became what? He became a stone only. What is the great purusharatham in that particular achievement? Therefore, I don't want such a state. Therefore, what do I do? Punarevam prajapatim iyaya. And what does, he went back to Prajapati again. And what Prajapati will say now? Again, observe brahmacharya. But this time he is not asking him to observe brahmacharya for 32 years but only 5 years. So after 3 sessions of 32 years, that is totally 96 years and another 5 years, that is 101 years, Prajapati teaches Turiyam that we will read. Sa samit panihi punareyayam tagum prajapati ruvacham magavan yachandakhridaya pravrajihi kimichan punaragamayiti సహోవాచ నాహ ఖల్వయం భగవః ఏవం సంప్రతి ఆత్మానం జానాతి అయమహంస్మీతి నో ఏవ ఇమాని భూతాని వినాశమేవ అపీతో భవతి నాహమత్ర భోగ్యం పశ్యామీతి ఆల్స్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ సేమ్ వర్డ్స్ ఓన్లీ రెపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర సో విల్ జస్ట్ సీ ది ఎసెన్స్ అగైన్ సమిత్పాణి శాంతహృదయ ప్రావ్రాజీ When he was taught Prajnam, Indra was Shantahrudeha. He thought he was satisfied with that teaching initially. Then, as in the previous cases, in the middle of his journey, came back home to the Gurukulam. Yetad bayam dadarsha, whether I understood correctly or not, fear came. Then he started thinking, whether I am Prajna or not. Then he recognized, Atmanam na janati, and no eva imani bhutani janami. I am not able to know myself, all the beings, they are all, you know, as a prajna, I am not able to understand any of them. In Sushupti Avastha. So it is a state of utter blankness, utter darkness. In fact, it is as good as total destruction. So, vinashameva apito bhavati. So I take to destruction as it were. And the world is also as good as destroyed because I don't know any of them. And therefore, please teach me as Prajapati. And in the next mantra, he comes back to Prajapati and reports the same thing as he did earlier. It is also repetition of the same mantra we will read for the sake of completion. Eva me vaishaha magavannitiha uvacha etam tvevate bhuyaha anuvyakya syamithi no eva anyatrai tasmat వస అపరాణి పంచవర్షాణి ఇతి సహ అపరాణి పంచవర్షాణ్యువాస తాని ఏకశతకం సంపేతుః ఏతత్తద్యదాహుః ఏకశతకం హవై వర్షాణి మగవన్ ప్రజాపతౌ బ్రహ్మచర్యమువాస తస్మై హోవాచ వస పంచవర్షాణి లీవ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మచర్యం ఫార్ అనదర్ 5 ఇయర్స్ పంచవర్షాణి అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ So this is the essence of this mantra, which is mostly repetition of the previous mantra. So now we will enter to next section, section 12. Mantra 1. Magavan martyam vayidam ஷரீரமாத்தம் மிருத்யுனாம் ததஸ்ய அமிர்தஸ்ய அஷரீரஸ்ய ஆத்மனஹ அதிஷ்டானம் ஆத்தோ வைச ஷரீரஹ பிரியா பிரியாபியாம் ந வைச ஷரீரஸ்ய சதஹ பிரியா பிரியயோஹோ அபஹதிரஸ்தி அஷரீரம் வா வசந்தம் ந பிரியா பிரியே ஸ்பிருஷதஹாம். இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் பிரஜாபதி டீச்சர்ஸ் தி துரிய ஆத்மா. So this is the main section of Indra Prajapati Samvadaha. And the mantras are often quoted by Shankaracharya also in his commentaries. And what does Prajapati say here? Hey Magavan, idam shariram martyam. Magavan refers to Indra, we already saw that earlier. Idam shariram martyam. This shariram is mortal, subject to destruction. And the same thing, he puts it in a different language also. Mrityuna idam shariram aptam. Not that maranam comes at the last moment. Every moment we are surrounded by mrityu. What a danger, what a scary thing. Aptam means in the grip of, in the jaws of maranam. Every moment kala is swallowing us. And this mortal shariram is the abode of the atma, which is ashariram. The mortal body shariram is the abode of Atma, which is Ashariram. Tad asya amritasya ashirasya ashirasya atmanaha adhishtanam. Adhishtanam means abode, ayatanam. Of what? Asya atmanaha. Which Atma is free from Shariram? Shariram means here particularly the limbs and all that things. So, nir avayavasya atmanaha, formless Atma. Therefore, Atma obtains in the Shariram, but Atma does not belong to Shariram. Atma obtains in the Shariram, but Atma does not belong to Shariram, or Shariram does not belong to Atma. That means Atma and Shariram don't have any sambandha whatsoever. One obtains in the other place, but there is no actual sambandha. That is why we give the example of Akasha and Prakasha. Akasha obtains in the pot. You have a pot, Akasha obtains in the pot. That is, we call it pot space even. But Akasha is not connected with or associated with the pot. How do we know? Whatever happens to the pot does not belong to Akasha. When pot is born, Akasha is not born. Akasha was already there. When pot is traveling, Akasha does not, because what is travel? Travel is movement from a place where you are to a place where you are not. But Akasha is there everywhere. So there is no travel. Akasha does. And when somebody breaks the pot, Akasha does not break. But Akasha still obtains in the pot. Similarly, Chaitanyam obtains in the body. But Chaitanyam and body do not have any connection. யதா சர்வகதம் சௌக்ஷ்மியாத் ஆகாஷம் நோபலிப்யதே சர்வத்ர அவஸ்திதோ தேஹே ததாத்மா நோபலிப்யதே. இன் பகவத்கீதா 13 சாப்டர். அஸ் தி ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் நாட் டெயின்டட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் சட்டில் நேச்சர், ஸோ தி ஆத்மா சீட்டட் எவ்வரிவேர், ப்ரெசன்ட் எவ்வரிவேர் இன் தி பாடி ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் டெயின்டட், இஸ் நாட் அஃபெக்டட். தஸ் ஐ ஆம் இன் த பாடி பட் நாட் கனெக்டட் வித் தி பாடி. But what happens? Since I am obtaining in the body, I falsely associate myself with the body. And the moment I do that, I become who? Sashariraha. Ashariraha Atma becomes now Sashariraha. But who am I really? Ashariraha Aham. Unconnected with the body. But now the Asharira becomes Sashariraha. Because of what? Not because of real association, but because of my mental superimposition. So, sashariratvam is caused by ignorance, not because of any event. Therefore, how do I become asharira now? I never become asharira because I have never become sashariira any time. I refer to Atma. Therefore, when I think I am associated with the body, I become sashariraha. And when I drop that thought, I am ashariraha. Therefore, it is because of ajnana. And jnana, they are caused the ajnana and jnana only, they are caused respectively, ashariraha, ashashariraha. It is not an event in time at all. So Prajapati says, as long as I am sashariraha, I am what? I am samsari. And as long as I am samsari, priya priyayoho, apahitihi na asti. As long as I am samsari, priyam and apriyam are bound to come. Opposite of priyam, apriyam. They are both supposed to, so sukham and dukham. One moment sorrow, another moment joy. Because sashariraha alone transacts with the world, going through ups and downs. Mana, apamana, ninda, stuti, shita, ushna. It goes through all those dvandvas. Therefore, Prajapati says, sasharirasya shataha priya priyayoho apahatihi nasti. We have to note both this, actually, both the sentences we have to note clearly. As long as we are in sashariram, associated with the body, moksha will never come. Okay, what is the upaya for moksha then? He says that in the next line. Ashariram vavasantam priya priye nasprishataha. The moment you become asharira, you are not touched by priyam and apriyam. Na prakrishye priyam prapya, no dvichet prapya chapriyam, sthira buddhirasam mudaha, brahma vid brahma nisthitaha. Fifth chapter. Neither priyam nor apriyam affects, because just akasha is not tainted by anything good or bad. Similarly, akasha tulyaha ashariraha aham, also am not tainted by anything. Therefore, ashariram vava santam na priya 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 sprishataha, does not affect. Therefore, what should I do to become ashariraha? What should I do to become that? I should give up the sthula sharira abhimanam. Not sthula shariram. Sthula sharira abhimanam, and stop to be a vishvaha. I should drop the sukshma sharira abhimanam and stop to be a taijasaha. I should drop the karna sharira abhimanam and stop to be pragnaha. So when I drop my vishva, taijasa, pragna status, then what is remaining? I am turiyam ashariram. Okay. Then the next question is, how to drop the virat, the vishva, taijasa and pragna status? What everyone thinks? To drop vishva status, I should drop, stop what? Seeing the world. Because vishva is in which avastha? Therefore, there is misconception. If I have to become turiyam, I should get out of jagrat avastha. To drop my taijasa status, I should get out of sopna avastha. To drop my pragya status, I should get out of sushupti. Therefore, many people think we should go out of the three avastas. And once they want to drop the three avastas, they have to think of what? Another avastha. And therefore, they have to discover another new avastha that is called turiya avastha. We are not calling turiya, turiya avastha. And they should talk about samadhi avastha, nirvikalpaka samadhi avastha. And they think to become ashariram, they should go to the fourth state of nirvikalpaka samadhi avastha, or called turiya avastha. Now we say that there is no such thing called turiya avastha. There are only three avasthas. Either mind is fully awake, that is in jagrat avastha, partially awake in swapna avastha, or totally unawake in prajna avastha. So we do not have a fourth avastha at all. Either you experience the world or don't experience the world. Okay. Now, even if you assume that there is a fourth avastha, for the sake of argument, we assume that there is a fourth avastha. When sadhakas go to the fourth avastha, he will be ashariraha, let us say. Then, in the fourth avastha, what will happen? Priya priyena sprishataha. As long as he is in the fourth state, he will enjoy ashariratha mokshaha. Then what will happen? He cannot be in the fourth avastha always. When he is in that avastha, he may enjoy moksha. But the moment he comes out of it, when he comes down again, Shariratha comes and he will become a samsari. And therefore, to become Turiyam, we need not go to another avastha at all. In fact, we should not go to another avastha, we need not go to another avastha also. We should be just intact in Jagrat avastha. Then I will be Vishwaha associated with Stura Shariram. How can I become Ashariram then? There is a very big discussion in the Samanvaya Sutra Adhikaranas, in the Brahma Sutra. There, the Purva Pakshi asks the question, how can in the Jagrat avastha I be Ashariraha? Because during Jagrat avastha, I am associated with this body. And Shankaracharya says, O Mudaha, O fool, you are not associated with the body in any avastha. Because you are what? Asangaha, Asanga Swarupaha, incapable of associating with anything. Asangasya Atmanaha, Katam Kenapi Sharirena Sambandaha Syat. But I think I am associated with the Stura Shariram. Well, then what do? You think, so drop the thinking. It is a notional change. What is required is not getting out of Stura Shariram, but dropping the notion that I am associated with Stura Shariram. I means Atma. Then what thought should I entertain? Then I should entertain. The thought should be that I am Asangaha, Asangoham, 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 Punapunaha. I am Asangaha in the all three periods of time. I do not have to or need not have to go to Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi or any of those things to become Asangaha. I am already Asangaha. So Upanishad says, Atma Nityaha Asangaswarupaha Ashariram Sharireshu Anavastheshu Avastitam Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam Matva Dhiraha Na Shochati. Dhiraha Na Shochati. Jnaninaha Na Shochati. Divyohya Murta Purushaham Sabahyabhyantarorhya Jaha Apranehyamana Shubraham Aksharat Parataparaha. I am Asangaha in which avastha? I am Asangaha even during Jagrat avastha. That means I am Ashariraha even now. For Akasha to be Asanga, part need not be broken. Akasha is ever Asangaha. Similarly, when we transact with this Sharir and with this body also, I am Asangaha. When the light is put on, for example, it's this computer I'm using right now. You break the computer, the light still continues. Similarly, whatever happens to the body, I, the Chaitanyam, am not affected. Therefore, I am Ashariraha even now. And so, Ashariratvam requires a thought alone. A replacement of notion alone. We don't require anything else. A small correction in the mind is what is required. Then if you say, after all, it is an intellectual knowledge. And this is another problem. Swami Dayananda, it seems, he used to say, ask the question, if you say there is an intellectual knowledge, is there a nasal knowledge? The question he asked. Because any knowledge is intellectual only. Remember, the problem is intellectual, therefore the solution also has to be intellectual. I am sa shariraha is an intellectual problem, not a problem at any level. How do you know that? There is no problem during sleep. When the intellect is asleep, I don't feel any shariram at all. When it wakes up, I feel sa shariraha. Therefore, shariratvam is an intellectual problem, requiring an intellectual solution only. But one may say, even after knowing this, I have a problem. That means what? One is not convinced with that knowledge. I have doubt in the statement. What is required then is to remove the doubt and make this knowledge a conviction. So it should become a firm knowledge, manana. Other than the conviction, there is no other sadhana for moksha. Next shloka. Ashriro Vayurabhram Vidyustana Yitnuhom Shariranyetani Tadyatayetani Amushmad Akashat Samuttayam Param Jyotihi Upasampadyam Svena Rupena Abhinishpadyante. Here the knowledge of Asharira Atma is clarified through a peculiar example. During the rainy season, we experience Vayu, the wind, Abram, the cloud, Vidyut, lightning, Stanayitnuhu, thunder, all that we experience. These are all Vedic examples. Now, at the end of the rainy season, what happens to all of these? The Upanishad envisages, after the rainy season, they merge with Akasha. Merge with Akasha. Therefore, one does not feel the existence of them. We feel the existence of only Akasha. That means Vidyut has become what? Akasha Rupam. Vidyut means lightning. Stanayitnuhu means thunder. Abram means a cloud. They all have become Akasha Rupam. And therefore, no one thinks that there is a cloud different from Akasha, thunder different from Akasha, because they have merged into Akasha in summer. Then how do we know that they exist differently at all? When again the summer comes, and the summer heat, Jyotihi, Paranjyoti refers to summer heat. They get associated with summer heat. What happens then? Each of them, which had merged into Akasha, they gradually take their own original nature. Thunder gets separate from Akasha and takes its original form. Similarly, wind, so they all get separated from Akasha and take their original form. And if you ask, where were they all these days? They were in Akasha, indistinguishable. These are all Upanishads making. But the moment the Surya Sambandha comes, they get separated and separated from Akasha and assume the original form. In the way, I, the Atma, am like thunder. Example is like that, understand that. I, the Atma, am like thunder, lightning, cloud, and all of them. Now, what has happened? During Ajnana Avastha, ignorance, I don't exist independently. I have merged into the Shariram. When someone asks, who are you? What do we say? Stula, Sukshma, Karna, Sharira, Tejitraha, Avastha, Treshakshi. We don't say all that. Further question, who are you? We say, I am so and so, I am so much tall, so much weight, father, daughter, manager, all that. Where did the Chaitanya Swarupaha go? I have merged into the Akasha. Excuse me. The Turiya Shariram. So Akasha is the Turiya Shariram. We should be very careful with the example. Thunder is like Atma, Shariram is like Akasha. Just as thunder becomes one with Akasha, I, the thundering Atma, thundering Atma, that's what it calls, has become one with Shariram. When? Ajnana Avasthayam, during ignorance. Then when does it get separated? Because of the heat of the sun. So here, heat of the sun refers to the teaching from a guru. When knowledge or teaching takes place, gradually, I, the Atma, gets separated from Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, and Karna Shariram. And as seen in the Taittiriya Upanishad, we saw it very clearly, Bhrigavalli, I thunder at that time, Ahamannam, 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 Ahamannadaha, Ahamannadaha, Ahamannadaha. Where did this I go all these days? This I, the Chaitanyam, it got trapped in the Shariram in all these days. Sa Shariraha. What happened to that I now? Has come back now. And then shower, the Ananda showers I give. That is what is said here. Tadyata yetani amushmat akasat samuttayam param jyotihi upasampadya. So just as the thunder, cloud, etc. come out of akasha and param jyotihi upasampadyam due to the association with the sunlight, Param Jyotihi, Surya Prakasham, taking to sunlight, Svena Rupena Abhinishpadyate, assume their own original form of thunder, cloud, lightning and all that. Similarly, Jivatma, which is now mingled with Shariram, gets separated from Shariram and assume original Paramatma Swarupam. That is what is said in the next mantra we will read. Eva me vaisha samprasadaha Asmat charirat samuttayam paranjyoti rupasampadyam swayana rupena abhinishpadyate sa uttama purushaha satatra paryeti jakshan kridan ramamanaha tribhirva yanairva jati birva jnati birva nopajanagum smaran itagum shariram sa yata prayogyaha acharane yuktaha ஏவமேவாயம் அஸ்மின் ஷரீரே பிராணோ யுக்தஹாம். So in the second mantra we read earlier, the example was given here, the original Dashtanta is mentioned. In the same way, I am Samprasadaha. Jivatma is in what condition now? He does not stand separate from the body, has become merged with the body. And because of this teaching, what happens? Asmat Sharirat Samuthaya gets separated from the body because of this teaching. Filtered away from the body. It's only an emotional difference. It's not physical difference. And Param Jyotihi Upasampadhyaya. Param Jyotihi, Paramatma Swarupam. Svena Rupena Abhinishpadyate assumes its original form. Svena Rupena. Not Sthuloham. Not Depressedham. I am not Sthuloham. I am not the Sthula Shariram, the depressed body and all that. When I say I am fat, lean, etc., I have taken the form of Sthula Shariram. When I say I am agitated, what do I take? I have taken the form of sukshma shariram, emotion. And when I am sleepy, I take the form of karana shariram. I drop all those identifications. I take my original swarupam of paramatma. And then what is my name? Saha uttama purushaha. If you remember, uttama purushastvanyaha paramatyetu dahritaha yolokatrayam avishyam vibhatyavyaya ishvaraha. 15th chapter. Previously, when I was merged in the body, I said, I am supported by my family members, by the government, by the world, all that I said. Now I say, I am not supported, but I support Bibhatti, Lokatrayam, Avishya, Bibhatti. I support the whole universe, Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati. And remember, when I say, I am separate from the body, it is not a physical separation process, as I said. One can never get separated from the body physically. Why? You cannot get separated from anything because you are sarvagataha. You are all-pervading. Therefore, you means the Atma. Therefore, getting away from the body is understanding that I have no relationship with the body. Everything is intellectual. Just as the Akasha cannot go away from anything, Akasha can get away only by knowing that I am not connected to anything. Similarly, I get away from body not by going to another avastha, but by understanding that I have no relationship with anything. Evam uttama purushaha bhavati. Okay. So with this thing, jnanam is over. In fact, Indra Prajapati Samvada is over, the discussion. The teaching is also over. I have become ashariraha. That is what the jnanam, the Indra got. I have become uttama purushaha. What next? Always parashruti. What is the benefit of this understanding? Satatra paryeti. A person freely moves. That is the benefit. He freely moves. Iman lokan kamani kamarupyanu sancharan etat samagayan naste. As is on Bhrigavalli, he freely moves about in the world, jakshan, kridan, ramamanaha, eating whatever he eats, indicates what? Sannyasa. Whatever means what? Bhiksha. He takes yadrichyam labhasantushtaha. Yadrichya labha. One can, for example, then one can be worried. Whether will I get what I want? So yadrichya labhasantushtaha. Whatever he gets, he eats and he is happy. So, kridan, reveling, enjoying whatever he gets. And ramamanaha, again reveling only. Ramamanaha and kridan both are same only. The difference between kridan and ramamanaha is when there are objects around, I am happy. It is called krida. And happiness in the presence of objects is krida. And happiness even without objects around is called ramana. So, he is happy in presence of people. He is happy in the absence of people also. So, sthribirva, yanairva, Jnati birva, whether the people are surrounding him, strees, they are all men or women, whomsoever it is, people, stribihi, or vehicles, yanehi means vehicles, yati anena iti yanam. So, vahana, if he has all these cars and all that. And jnati, jnati means relatives, whether all these people are all present, whether people are present around him, whether he has all the comforts, all of them, this person is always happy, whether they are there or not, doesn't matter. So this is the Upajanagam Idam Shariram Smarati. He does not remember this body at all. Upajana means the body which is born. This is the body. Upajana means the body that is born. He does not remember that at all. Not concerned or worried about the body. Who is worried about the body? One who has got Dehabhimana alone. He only is concerned with the body. The hair, the nails, the fingers, all of them. All the time body-oriented person is called a Dehabhimani. Not that the Jnani neglects the body, we should be careful, but he is not concerned just what is minimum required to keep the Sharira Yatra, to take care of the body as long as Prarabdha continues. He has to give it whatever food is needed, shelter, he has to keep it clean, he has to dress it, all the Shariram Kevalam Karmam Kurvan Apnoti Kalvisham. So, Idagum Shariram, if I am all-pervading and Ashariraha, why I am connected with this body? Father Chandogya says, that is the problem of avidya, kama and karma. Because of avidya, kama and karma, I, the Atma, am tied down to this body. And as long as Prarabdha continues, I will be attached to this body experientially. And for this, an example is given. Just as a horse is connected to a chariot. Prayogya means horse. Acharana means a chariot. So it's all peculiar words. Just as a horse is connected to a chariot, similarly, I am Atma. Here, Pranaha refers to Atma to indicate a living being. So, Pranopadikaham Atma ityartaha. In the same way, this Atma with Pranopadim is connected, Pranopadi is connected to this body. But the Jnani is not bothered about this because this connection is mithya, he knows. It is a vyavaharika connection. Really speaking, I don't have any sambandha whatsoever with this body. So, vyavaharika drishtya sambandha, paramarthika drishtya asambandha. And this alone, we call it as jivan mukti. Atayatra etat akashamanu vishannam chakshuho sasakshusha purushaha Darshanaya Chakshuhum Atayo Vedam Idam Jigraniti Sa Atmam Gandaya Granam Atayo Vedam Idam Abhivyaharan Vyaharaniti Sa Atmam Abhivyahara Yavak Atayo Vedam Idagum Shranavaniti Sa Atmam Shravanaya Shrotram Atayo Vedam Idam Manvaniti Sa Atmam Manosya Devam Chakshuhum Sava Yeshaham Yetena daivena chakshusham manasa yetan kamanam pashyan ramate yayete brahma loke. So in the previous portion, Atma was supposed to be free from the three shariram. Turiyam is shariratraya sambandha sambandharahitaha. That is turiyam. When we say turiyam is free from association, then we may mistake. That Turiyam is spatially away from these three Shariram. People might think it is separated means it may be spatially away, they may think. If Turiyam is away from the three Shariram's, then that Turiyam will be what? Parichinnam, if it is spatially separated. So, sa antam, antam means limited. So, therefore, Chandogya Upanishad wants to point out here, Turiyam is not spatially away, not distanced by space, but it is in and through the three Shariram's. Then how do we say that Turiyam has no connection with the three Shariram's? For that we say, even though Turiyam is immanent, in and through all these three, Turiyam is asangaha, transcendental, immanent and transcendental. Which means, Sharira Dharmam Turiye na sambhavanti. Therefore, Turiyam is in and through all, but not affected by all. Thus, immanent nature is being pointed out here. Transcendental nature was already said. And how is Turiyam in and through all? Chandogya Upanishad says, Turiyam is the adhishtanam of the five indriyas because of which the sense organs function as perceivers. So, Shrotram is Shrotram, Chakshuhu is Chakshuhu because of Turiyam. Thus, every organ is Chetanam because of the adhishtana Turiyam only. Minus the Turiyam, every organ will be Jadam. Therefore, what is Turiyam? శ్రోత్రస్య శ్రోత్రం చక్షుషః చక్షుషః చక్షుః మనసా మనః ప్రాణస్య ప్రాణం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద వెరీ అధిష్టాన చైతన్యం బిహైండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఇంద్రియాస్. అండ్ దెన్ వి సే దాట్ వన్ మే ట్రై టు లుక్ ఫార్ ది అధిష్టాన చైతన్యం బిహైండ్ ద ఐ. దట్ ఫర్ చాందోగ్య వాన్స్ క్లియర్ దట్ అధిష్టాన చైతన్యం వన్ కెన్ నెవర్ కమ్ అక్రాస్ బికాస్ దట్ అధిష్టాన చైతన్యం ఈస్ యూ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ద వెరీ సబ్జెక్ట్. సో దట్ ఫోర్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద తురియం హూ అపియర్స్ టు బి ద సీయర్ ద హియరర్ వెన్ ఐ బ్లస్ ది ఐస్ ఐ సీ ఐఎమ్ ద సీయర్. I appear to be the listener when I do the listening function. I appear to be the smeller during the nose when the nose functions. Here the most important word is I appear to be. When I say I appear to be seer, it means I am Turiyam. When I say I am seer, I will become Vishwa. Very careful. When I appear to be seer, it means I am Turiyam. But when I say I am the seer, then I become Vishwa. That is Sula Sharyam. When I say I am seer, I connect with my eyes. I become Vishwa. When I say I appear to be seer, it means I am really not seer. I am only the Turiya Atma. So what is the difference between Vishwa and Turiyam? I am seer is Vishwa. I am hearer is Vishwa. I am smeller is Vishwa. I appear to be seer. Smeller is all Turiyam. That is what is said here. Atha yatram akasham anuvishannam chakshuho. Akasham, in the physical Golaka, Chakshu, I have already told all these terms should be familiar. Golakam and Indriyam. Golakam is the physical thing and the Sthula Shariram. And Indriyam is the eyes are the Golakam. And the power behind seeing is called Indriyam. Chakshu, Chakshu Indriyam. So Chakshu is present and Chaitanyam blesses it. It is the Chakshusha Purushaha. When the Chaitanyam blesses the eye, it is called Chakshusha Purushaha. What is Chakshuho? Darshanaya Chakshuho, it is only a mere instrument to see. And Yo Veda Idam Jigrani Iti Sa Atma. Whoever says I am the seer, smeller, that is the Turiya Atma. Actually, this is extended to every organ also. Yo Veda Aham Abhivyaharani Iti. Yo Veda Aham Shrunavani Iti. Whoever says I am hearer, smeller, talker, all that. That I is the Atma. When associated with the Indriyani, minus the Indriyam, I am Turiyam. Finally, Yo Veda Idam Manvaniti Sa Atma Manosya Daivam Chakshuho. In the fifth mantra, the section is concluded with the mind. Similarly, the mind is also an instrument which I am blessing, I the Chaitanyam blessing, Turiyam blessing. Thus, Pancha Jnanendriyas are instruments. Each one meant for one function. And I do not belong to any one of them. I bless them. I am the Sakshi, blessing each one of them. And the mind is called Daivam Chakshuho, the divine sense organs, because it is the leader of all Jnanendriyas. Mind is given this title, Daivam Chakshuho. Thus, I am behind them. I, the Turiyam, am behind all of them. At the same time, I am beyond them. I am behind them. I am beyond them. Behind means immanent. Beyond means transcendental. And one who knows this, the Palashruti is given. Sava yeshaha yetena daivena chakshusha manasa yetan kaman pashyan ramate. Saha ashnute soho ashnute sarvan kaman saha. Saha ashnute sarvan kaman saha. Such a jnani fulfills all desires as it were. Fulfills all desires also can be interpreted in two ways. All this we have seen earlier also. One is all desires as good as fulfilled because I am Purnaha. This is one way of looking at it. I am already Purnaha. So all desires are as well as fulfilled. Or since I am the Atma behind everyone, whoever is fulfilling his or her desire, I am only fulfilling through them. Anybody, whomsoever's desire is fulfilled, it is I am fulfilled. When Indra fulfills his desires, I, the Atma, am behind Indra fulfilling his desire. Kshetragyam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. That's what Krishna said in 13th chapter. Where do I fulfill all the desires? Yete brahma loke. Brahma loke here refers to Dhaharakashe. We should not forget where we were. Dhaharakasha. Hridaya akasha. And here Dhaharakasha is indicated to show that in the previous portion, Dhahara Upasana was given. Dhahara Upasana Palam also comes to a Jnani. So he gets Daharupasana Palam also to this Jnani. Yavanartha Udapane Sarvataha Samplutotakem Tavan Sarveshu Vedeshum Brahmanasya Vijanataha. Again, Gita, second chapter. So whatever karma palam or upasana palam is there, all of them are included in Jnana palam. And therefore, Daharupasana palam also the Jnani gets. This is where this section is concluded. We will see the rest in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwarah Sri Krishna Namaste.